pinball wizard, the log splitter.
Get off my lawn, Al.
He's kind of an a-hole and a terrorist someday.
Right, right.
Get off my lawn. What do you got?
A person who engages in love affairs often and frivolously.
And I love it, man. I love it.
Get off the lawn, kid. That's life sometimes, man.
Thank other people for putting up with your BS.
Because I am far too important for you to do anything without me.
This is my lane. This is an Audi lane, sir.
Oh, come buy this. Here's balloons. Here's this.
That should bring us right into the mission, yeah?
It's trophies now.
Ooh, trophies.
Garth, I'm the leprechaun. Cut it out, man.
Duchess
the Dumpster Bags. In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day. Tots, I am Handsome Kevin. I'm alongside Treehorn, the Lover Boy, the Puka Pimp. The log splitter, Al, what else do you want to be? Like, at this point, we got to ask ourselves. I mean, we know you're the island boy. We know you the grass skirt doesn't cover your nards. But what do you want to go by? Because you're Tropical as far as I'm concerned. And we're going to keep growing this, right? There'll be more that comes up through the years, I'm sure. But is there one that rings to you, man?
I mean, I appreciate, you know, we started this whole thing, the homage to the Midnight Express, the Lover Boy, that's where that came from.
Right, right.
But Tropical is kind of stuck. Like, Tony's really stuck that landing. It wasn't you, it was Tony. I'm giving Tony credit.
I came up with it. You're giving Tony credit? That seems about right for it. Man, so I'm going to tell you right now, up here in Minnesota, I think it worked. I think summer's going away. And I love it, man. I love it. It's like 60 degrees today for a high, right? For a high.
So we were at the soccer game this morning, and it was in the 70s.
Huh.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It got into the low 80s. That was as high as it got.
Gotcha. Man, Al, for all the listeners out there, you want to tell them about your betting placements on the 3-year-old soccer game?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get in on this, it's you can wire me the money. It's no. OG had his first soccer game. They have red and black, like kind of. There's a pattern to it. The red jersey is their primary color, and they can flip it inside out, and it's a gray jersey. But it's red and black are the colors on the jersey itself. The coach, it's his first year coaching like kids soccer. He's coached, I think, one other sport. But he's like, you know, hey, it's the first. The kids get to name the team. Their jerseys are red and black. Kevin, they are the Yellow Zebras.
All right.
Yeah.
I got a lot of issues with this right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they're red and black.
Yeah.
Not zebra colors.
Well, and it's striped too. If you were the red zebras, okay.
Right, right.
Could make it work a little.
Right. He didn't even nudge them in the right direction?
Nah. No, he let them name themselves.
Yeah,
so he asked kids what was their favorite animal, and like two kids spoke up, and it was either a zebra or an elephant. OG was not a part of the team at that moment; like he was just kind of off to the side doing his own thing because he didn't want to be there.
Right.
Time. And then he's like, "All right, well, what's somebody's favorite color?" And the only kid that spoke up said yellow. He's like, "Yellow. Any others?" I think he was trying to allude, like maybe red.
Right.
Maybe red. Anyone red?
Oh, your 3-year-old plays on the Yellow Zebras who wear red and black. And I'm gonna tell the listeners, Al, because I got such a kick out of it. We get in this call here before kind of a pre-show little meeting, and Al tells me almost like he was anxious to tell me. His 3-year-old soccer team has some ringers on it.
Yeah.
It's a 3-year-old soccer game, Al.
Yeah. Well, these kids were taking the ball from the other kids and going down and just scoring at will.
It reminded me, was it kicking and screaming? Get the ball to the Italians? Is that what you're telling me?
I think we have two Italians, yes.
You got two Italians. Tony would be happy about that. Man, anything else new and hip down there, man? Are they going pretty good?
I mean, we've had a wild week at work. Fun Labor Day time, so that was nice. Football is back. Real big boy football. Put on my big boy pants. I was kind of disappointed. I caught myself rooting for the Packers last night, and I hated how that one ended. I hope Love is okay. That looks rough. When I saw that ankle roll up, I was like, oh, so.
Yeah, it could be. Could be. Season's young. You never know how it's going to play out, man. I don't like to put too much stock into one or another. Obviously, I hope he's going to do just fine. But if he's not, I think, we'll see how it goes. And there's always going to be a season, next year. So not too worried about it, man. Can't live and die by the game. I love the team I cheer for, but it's not going to wreck my day. But I'm happy to see football back, man. But watch some college football. Love me a little college football. It is kind of funny. We got that NCAA football game out now, and I was explaining to my wife, they have the team traditions in there, which is kind of cool. I showed, he waved to the Hawkeyes, waved to the hospital. And,
that's nice.
The different things that they do in there. And Molly asked me, for anybody that doesn't know, I'm a Minnesota man. Molly asked me right away, she goes, what does the Minnesota Gophers do? What's their tradition? And I said, without hesitation, losing. And comes out week one there. The Big Ten, 17-1. Who's the one team that lost? Their Tropical. Those Minnesota Golden Rodents, my man. I mean, out of it.
If they don't let you down, then, that's tradition's alive. That's
right. Exactly, man. Exactly. So it's been fun. I'm glad to have football back. My wife said football, NFL starts this week. And I said, yeah. And she goes, so I'll see you in, that's about the third week of February. She goes, all right. That was that. So I'm looking forward to it, man. Always looking forward to it. Another thing that I always look forward to is kicking some sorry sacks off of our lawn. That's something I always look forward to. I think it's time we get into it. It's time we exercise the demons. Al, the lawn, who are you kicking off of it?
So we've been, it's been a couple weeks since we recorded last. Had to go to the grocery store a few times here and there. And one evening I had to make a run. Owen wanted taco meat. And he's at a stage where getting him to eat, all the necessary food groups can be challenging because he's a 3-year-old and he's kind of an a-hole and a terrorist some days.
Right, right. I'm with you.
But he wanted specifically, we didn't have any here at the house. There's a Publix 2 minutes away. So I run to Publix. And just the general, the stores, the lack of workers or kids that want to do anything.
Yeah,
because you could just see there was probably 5 or 6 kids over there just trying to run out the clock that evening.
Yeah,
It was a little before 8. This store closes at 9, but just trying to stay over here. There's one register open and 15 people standing around it that work there. That hey, I had 3 items. Well, there was somebody there that he was a shift worker. I could tell. He was buying his groceries. Nothing. Hey man, yeah, you do your thing, but the lack of, wait, nobody's open. This line is starting to go back into the aisles.
Yeah.
None of y'all want to hop over and grab a register?
Right.
And they're all just looking, want to play on their phones, want to do that. So that can get off the line. We need a better work ethic in this country.
Yeah.
Desperately.
Yeah.
That one was frustrating. People in Audis that think they can do whatever they want on the road. I've just ran into a lot of those lately. I'm in an Audi.
I'm in an Audi. This is my lane. This is an Audi lane, sir. Oh, I need that lane now. That is an Audi lane. I will do what I want. I said if I had a worse truck, I might have got up and let them bump me, just to put them into the wall, if I had the old beater truck still. Yeah, I'd let them come on. Let's go.
Well, don't do that, man. You're better than that. But what? Your depiction of Audi guy is fantastic.
Because it's an Audi.
It's amazing, man. I am happy about that. And the great thing is I can kind of see the guy when you make the voice.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, man. So you're throwing Audis off the lawn.
Yeah, right now in Huntsville, any Audi I've seen has been like cutting me off. Like it's got to cut other people off because their time is more important than yours.
I hear you.
The side roads, the interstates, the parkway, any of that stuff. Their time is more important. You should get out of the way. They're in an Audi.
All right, man. I didn't have that type of deep-seated hatred towards the Audi until right now, but I'm with you. Audis are off my lawn too.
Yeah. It's starting to grow. Like it's one of those I was telling I got to do some meetups with John Klintzman. Mm-hmm. And we were talking back and forth about some different things, and like he's just, man, people in this city can't drive. And I just laughed. I'm like, yeah, you're right. And that's, you are 100% right. I said, it's nuts. And he's like, and you can go 10 minutes in any direction. And he's like, you'll pass like multi-million-dollar homes, the ghetto, like white trash neighborhoods, like, you know, just all in 10 minutes. Like, any direction you go in Huntsville. I was like, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's,
jeez, interesting.
It's wild.
Interesting spot you live in, man.
But that was, yeah, the Audis. So I was watching the kickoff game. One of the podcasts I listened to, the Fantasy Footballers, a guy put it out there about the number of illegal formation calls on the first drive on the Ravens. And I put it out there like, hey, and I accidentally put left tackle. I was just typing fast. Like, I wonder if they're going to call it on the left tackle of the Chiefs this season. Because, and it turns out it was the right tackle, but there was some prick on Twitter that liked to respond and like, oh, it's the right tackle. And he was called for the most illegal formation penalties in the NFL last season. So you don't know ball. I was like, yeah, it was the right tackle. And they called a whopping 2 on him.
Right.
2. Don't ask this guy to look up stats. I'll get you. Yeah. Don't go at me with stats, bro. That showed off the lawn right there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Let's see. We went to a Dino Quest with OG yesterday at the Von Braun Civic Center, which it was mediocre at best. I'd already been kind of let in. It's like, yeah, it's fine. Like, the kid will probably have fun, but it's just, it's not the greatest thing.
Yeah.
But the price of concessions, sweet baby Jesus. This is, like, it was $5.50 for a soda. Not like in a game day cup or anything, just a regular small drink.
Just like a can, just a can of, like a 12-ouncer?
Well, like a, probably like a, the what is a small at a restaurant, or the standard size that comes like if you order it's a like fast food restaurant.
Yeah, I think that's like a 12.
Yeah. $5.50 for that. It's like $5 for these boiled hamburgers.
Wait a second.
$5 for fries. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boiled hamburgers?
Yeah, that's what I refer to them as. Like, they'll put them in a cooker like and boil them.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not good.
No.
$5 for hot, like, it was just the price of concessions at this Dino exhibit is just insane, because, you know, you put all this stuff out there and it's like the kids are going to want it. You know, the kids are going to see stuff, like they see the cotton candy, they see the little souvenir shop thing. At least they put that over to this corner so that doesn't have to get kicked off the line, you know, but they didn't have it like right in your face. Oh, come buy this. Here's balloons. Here's this. Here's this, you know, so, but yeah. That the price of concessions, it got on my nerves a little bit there. That I'm like, sweet Jesus, what are we trying to do here? Like, this right. better be life changing. I got a chicken finger basket and it was very mediocre.
Yeah.
With a soda.
Yeah.
No refills. No, none of that stuff.
Oh, can't get a refill, huh?
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Rogue's baseball, best ball draft. Yeah. You homer.
What's the problem?
I'm just calling you a homer. That's all. That's
okay.
Just for fun.
All right.
You and Duke don't even know what impregnable means. What is wrong with you two? This is.
let me tell you this, Al. All right. We get into that, and Duke brings that, and I usually defer to Duke. Duke has the degree in journalism, which to me lets me know that he's going to be a little bit more knowledgeable when it comes to the words, right? That's what I defer to. And I think that sometimes he defers to my knowledge on things, and that's where we ended up with that episode of Year of Duke and Rogue, where both of us just kind of scratching our head going, huh, I don't think either one of us knows.
That was great. So you can't even remember the Rougeos. Guess you're not a fan. You can get off my lawn, Kevin.
What are you talking about?
You were trying to think of the Rougeos, and you couldn't think of them on the last episode. I made that note really quick.
Okay.
Couldn't bring them to mind. I guess you're not a fan.
Nah, don't be it.
You called the Quebecers out rather than the Rougeos? I mean.
Oh, okay. So that's now I remember. Yeah, man, that's an honest mistake. Sometimes my mind, you know, escapes me.
All right, both of you again. How do you guys miss that if Duke hooks up with the Duchess, he's an actual Duke then? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills listening to you two.
But is there any land in it for him? That's all he cares about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're a duke, I'm sure there's something that comes with
it. Is that how it works to become an actual duke? All you got to do is plow a duchess?
I think so. I think the, like if dukes get married or vice versa, like their husband or wife, you know, becomes the other. Like
a duchess is the lady version of a duke?
Yeah.
No idea. Wow. Duchess That's fantastic.
Bags. Duchess the dumpster bags.
The dumpster bags. Son of a gun. That's fascinating. All right. I'm in.
Thanking Duke for doing the research. This is for you. You thanking him for doing the research on the Shane entrance. Why don't you do some research yourself? Quit making Duke do all the legwork on that show and you just sit there and, hey, I'm hilarious over here. Look at me. Sorry. That's just...
What the hell are you talking about, Al? You might be taking crazy pills.
I am taking crazy pills. I'm not sleeping a lot these days.
I can tell.
But no, when y'all were talking about the Shane's entrance, that it was the first time that Here Comes the Money was used on the last pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And you thanked him for doing research. I was just thinking, yeah, Kevin, why don't you do some next time? Contribute to the show a little bit.
Every time. I do a little bit of research on every show. I had no idea. That was something that Duke had mentioned, like, before we went into the season.
Yeah.
Where he was like, yeah, and then at WrestleMania 17, where both of them come down to no chance in hell. Yeah. And there it was. I had no idea it was the first time.
I didn't either. That was knowledge bomb getting dropped on us.
He does that sometimes, man. Yeah. He'll look up just weird things. I don't know why.
Don't talk about his browser history on this show. This is a family show.
Oh, that's right. Family show on. Okay. My bad.
And then calling yourself a genius. Like, Kevin, you just get off the lawn. No, you don't even know the dukes and duchesses, how that works. Like, no.
Yeah. We don't have dukes and duchesses in Minnesota, man. You got them in Bama?
A duke in Minnesota.
Well, I have my buddy Duke. I have Duke the Dumpster Bags in Minnesota, but we don't have Dukes and Duchesses. You know, nobody's the Duchess of Prior Lake.
That would be a good title, though.
That's a great title, actually. Yeah.
What is the name of the pond? Have you named your pond out on your property?
I haven't yet, no. There's a Prior Lake already. I think actually Stratton might be from Prior Lake.
Yeah. But like Molly could be Lady of, and then just call it a lake. That's what people call their ponds a lot of times.
She's already a lady.
Yeah. in Scotland. But she could be Lady of...
The Duchess of... I might have to defer to her on the name, and I'm kind of worried about what it'll land at. Maybe just, maybe I'll just name it, maybe.
Yeah, you should name it.
Yeah, I'll probably name it.
But yeah, that's it. You calling yourself a genius was, I made sure that was the last one.
Did I say it right after I made just an amazing statement that a genius would make? Because it sounds like something I would do.
No.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard you make a statement that a genius would make.
I'm pretty sure you've heard me make numerous ones. Just numerous ones, man. Numerous ones. You know, Al, I'm going to start with this. I'm going to kick you off the lawn, man. All right? Because about for the first, 60 episodes of this show, we were on the same page. And for the last about, 25 now episodes, you're weasel stomping me here, man. What's going on? What's the problem, Al? We got to talk about something, man.
If I push your buttons, your lawn is much more animated and much more entertaining that way.
Is that okay?
Gets the blood pressure
going. You get me riled up to go into my lawn. Is that what you're doing? That's telling me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can get the hell off my lawn. let me start here. So I get home. It would have been Sunday. Saturday. Saturday had an awesome show down at a raceway. It was kind of interesting, weird kind of a setup. Not a race guy, Al. Just not a race guy. But the fans were pretty out there for the wrestling, man. I enjoyed the fans. Sunday I had a bunch of stuff to do, and then I had to pick my wife up. And then we went to her favorite Mexican joint. She was in South Carolina, so she came, when she got home, still going to make a stop out there. So this is Sunday night going into, Labor Day.
Yeah.
So... go there, sit down, have dinner. Everything's awesome. The following day, you know what I say? All I want to do is mow the lawn. Just wake up, mow the lawn, and then I want to relax, right? The show kind of took it all out of me. Sunday was a long day. All I want to do is mow the lawn and relax, Al. That's it. That's all I want to do. Start mowing the lawn. I push mowed the entire fenced in area of the backyard. I don't know if you've kind of seen my joint there, and I got that big slope going into our whatever we're calling our pond now. Push mowed the entire thing because I have to push mow a portion of it. And I figured I'm already there. You know what I mean? I'm already in the party. Just clear it out, right? Just do the rest of it. Don't need to bring the lawn tractor in for this. Started mowing the rest of the acre, and I finish up and I go to pull the lawn tractor in. My garage is empty, Al. My garage, she's empty. Molly comes walking out of the house. She smiles at me. She goes, "Sorry, I started projects." That wasn't the plan, Al. That wasn't the plan. And I'm not kicking my wife off the lawn. Don't get me wrong. I would never do that. But that wasn't the plan. It was mow the lawn and relax. It turned into mow the lawn and now we have to do everything around the yard day. I can't do that, Al.
Yeah.
So what I'm actually ended up kicking off my lawn here, and I know it was a long segue to it, is my pressure washer, Al. Yes, I own a pressure washer. Don't know anything about tools, but I own a pressure washer. My pressure washer, off the lawn. Off the lawn. I love pressure washing, man. It's kind of relaxing.
Yeah.
It won't start for nothing, for nothing. And there's a pin pulling gimmick. There is a
choke. Yeah.
If you push it, it dies. I don't know what it is.
Choke.
Sure, Al. Like you, all of a sudden, Mr. Pressure Washer. Do you have a pressure washer?
Yes, I have two.
You might be Mr. Pressure Washer. And then there's this other gimmick that you got to turn, and I don't know what that gimmick's for. And there's a button, right, Al? There's a button. With a line or a circle. Line, circle. This other gimmick says you go this way to open it up, right, to start it. And then there's a line. I tried every combination I could possibly think of. Push in, pull out, button up, button down. Turn the thing sideways, turn the thing all the way up, turn the thing close. Tried everything. Wouldn't start. Wouldn't start, Al. Gave up, right? Because I'm not sitting out there all day and wrenching my shoulder trying to start this pressure washer. Not going to do it. So I finally say, you know what? This isn't going to happen. Pressure washer today, me, not happening. I grab the hose. Now the hose and the hose attachment gimmick. What's that called even? Nobody knows. It's just the spray and thing. Yeah. It's probably a technical term, but when you want a pressure wash, that ain't getting it done, Al.
Yeah.
It's
are you talking about just a standard nozzle? But for a hose.
Like a hose, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, a handle, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, pressure wash, that's not gonna do anything. That's not doing it. So then I sit back and I go, oh, and I walk up. Molly says, okay, we got to put this in the garage door, the little lining thing that goes in the bottom of the garage door. You know what I'm talking about. I don't know what it's called. It's like a little rubber gimmick. Yeah. Try doing that. Can't do it. Can't figure it out. Not going in. Go back out to the backyard, start washing the house nice and gently with my hose. And my neighbor comes over. My neighbor looks at it. He goes, I don't know why it's... He's moving things around. He goes, well, if it's this and this, and what's happening, Al, is the things aren't labeled right. It's not like one of those cheapo, whatever you call, knockoff Walmart pressure washer brands, right? It's a Yamaha, man. A Yamaha. Not labeled right? A Yamaha, Al? You don't see that with that brand, do you? I don't.
Yeah, I mean, with any of them these days, it wouldn't surprise me. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Okay, it doesn't surprise Al, it surprises me. Fire up the pressure washer, right? Fires up. Awesome. You know what I found out pretty quickly, Al? I got bees living in my cement slab in my walkout. That's what I learned pretty quickly. You ever tried to fend off bees with a pressure washer, Al?
I actually have, so yeah.
It works. Yeah. It works. It scares the piss out of you, but it works. So I pressure washed, did a lot of pressure wash. Man, very fun, very relaxing. Get to like the end of the time that I'm going to be pressure washing. Molly needs some things pressure washed, so I'm about to leave it out. I look back, out the hose bursts. What kind of a world was I living in on last Monday, man? What type of a world where the pressure washer's labeled wrong, can't get it started, first time I've ever not been able to get it started, I don't know who's pushing the buttons, moving the things, I pressure wash, I gotta fend them off, I gotta go into a full-fledged war with bees and my pressure, me just fending off with my pressure washer, and then my hose bursts, Al. Didn't I tell you? I felt like I'm not even supposed to be here today, man. That's what it felt like. All I wanted to do was mow my lawn, and I wanted to watch TV, man. At Monday, off the lawn. What the hell?
Yeah, that seems to be like every time a project starts and it derails, and then it continues to derail, and then you're off a cliff, and then just tumbling.
You know, the damnedest thing is I got done with the pressure washer. I look in that rubber gimmick that goes in the garage door.
The gasket, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
A gasket?
Mm-hmm.
That's the technical term.
Mm-hmm. It's what helps to seal it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gasket. It's called a garage door gasket?
I believe so. That's what I've always called those things on doors, cars, gimmicks, anything like that. That's sealed like a rubber.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be damned. Well, you also call it a parkway when you walk on. Anyways.
Jetway. Park, moron.
Whatever. Dickhead.
Genius.
That thing's on.
Yeah.
And I said, Molly, I said, what? I said, how'd you do that? And she goes, oh, Tim did it. Well, how? That's all I want to know. Like I'm not going to become, you know, Bob Vila, right? That's not going to happen anytime soon, right? I got a ton of tools. I don't even know what the majority of them are called. That's who I am, right? That's who I am. I got a beautiful rolling tool chest.
There you go.
Yeah, tool chest.
There you go.
The majority of things inside of it, no idea. No idea. I got an angle grinder. Bought it for one project, right? Don't know if I'm ever going to use it again or for what I would ever use it again. I don't even know if it was the proper tool for the project I used it for. I just know that it worked, right, Al? That's it.
Yeah.
So that I'm just, and outside of that, it's been a great, like, I've been doing pretty well. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't had to kick many people off the lawn. There's been the regular ones, the people in the aisles, things like that, that just don't move. They need to take up the whole aisle. And that's, you know, standard stuff. I'm looking past, man. I'm just looking past the standard stuff. I'm doing pretty well up here. But that Monday, man, and it's Labor Day. Damn it. It's Labor Day. It's the day you're supposed to relax, right? Isn't that the whole thing, Al? I don't know why it was created, but it seems like it was created to have a day off.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the, in honor of all the hard work you do throughout the year, it was a day off.
Yeah.
Yeah, also marks the end of summer for, I guess, like back when school used to start around this time as opposed to, I don't know,
yeah,
August, July, whenever it does for these kids these days.
Right. I got one more, Al. I thought about this earlier today, and I just remembered it. Can we stop messing with time and clocks and stuff? Like, and I'm not even talking about, like, just daylight savings time. Like, can we just all agree, like, can we just have, like, U.S. time or North American time and have, like, whatever, you know, European time, Australian time? Can we just do it that way? Because what does it do? I mean, like, games here start at 12. Games on the East Coast start at what, 1? Games over there start at what, 10?
Yeah.
Now, can we just be done with it? Like, just let's just everybody agree. We'll find a nice middle ground, and we'll just say, you know what? It's the same time across the states. It's the same time, like, in Europe is whatever. Europe can be 10 hours ahead. Don't care. But can we just do that? Why can't we do that, Al?
Well, it's time zones to reflect like how the sun is coming up during the day. So the,
I don't same, give yeah, a shit I, about the sun, Al. I just don't. All right. Sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I understand. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why there's the different times, because the sun is up on the East Coast a lot earlier than it is on the West Coast. So, but yeah, I mean, it would make things more convenient if you
right.
centralized them.
Right. What about those poor pricks in Alaska? They don't care what time it is. It's dark like 20 hours a day, or it's light 20 hours a day. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter to them. Why can't we just go, you know, whatever. Starting August. It's just what you thought was 9 o'clock now is going to be 9 o'clock for everybody.
If you watch the league, just put everybody on taco standard time.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I'm in.
That's it.
I just, and like, the I don't know, man. What does it really change? Right? What does it really change? Nothing, right?
Yeah.
Nothing. All right, so let's stop it. Let's just, let's all of us come to an agreement and an understanding. Let's have North American time, or, you know, America's time, right? That'll work.
Yeah.
All the Americas can be on the same time zone. Europe, you get your own. Australia probably needs one. How big? Like, between, from one coast to one coast, there from, like, Europe to on the other side of Russia, how big of a stretch is that?
That's a healthy stretch, like, because Russia's in probably
Russia's
seven
pretty
or
much
eight
in
time
Alaska,
zone.
Right, yeah.
But, like, it's it's on, like, seven or eight time zones itself, like, just because it's so massive.
Yeah, so we'll have to, I mean, we'll probably have to cut Russia up a couple different ways, right? But we'll just go top to bottom with it, right? And be done. Let's just be
like
done.
The time zones that they're in, they went top to bottom, and this band is this time, and this band is this time, and this.
Well, what I'm thinking is something. Well, no, something. Yeah, maybe. I'm thinking similar,
like,
but
where
different.
Where we are?
Right. Nah, let's not get carried away too much here. Yeah. I don't know, maybe it was an ill-thought-out idea, Al. I don't know. But I was thinking about it. I just
described time zones without describing them.
I might have. That wasn't my intention.
Get rid of time zones, you just described time zones.
Yeah, huh. Well, for Russia, you know, because Russia's a big place, right? I don't know, Al. I was just thinking about it. I don't care for it. But that's all I got, man. Nothing crazy. Nothing too nuts, man. I've been pretty happy around here. Things have been going pretty good. So I like that. That's off the lawn, Al. Why don't we talk? You got a question, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Al's got a question, man. I don't even we don't even have a name for this. I like to say it. Tropical's got a question.
I just called it the quick question, and it can turn into a not quick question. So I spun the wheel, and this is one I've been excited about since I thought of it. A random bit actor that you enjoy, meaning they don't have to play the lead role, but it's someone that you see in a lot of movies, and you just they play a person that gets you. Like it could be a comedy, like a comedic type actor. It could be dramatic, whatever it could be, you know, like that. But I will start for you. One of my favorites that he's not just necessarily a star in a lot of things is Rip Torn.
Okay. Yeah.
In Dodgeball, he's Patches O'Houlihan. You know, like Men in Black, he's Z. I watched Summer Rental the other day. He's Scully. Like the pirate in that one.
Yeah.
Like there's so many things that when I see Rip Torn, it gets me excited. Like, this is, especially in a comedy movie, like he is just a lot of fun. Patches O'Houlihan is one of the greatest roles. The one, hey, I got a couple of hookers in my room. If you want to celebrate my treat? And then Vince Vaughn said, no, thanks, Patches. I'll just keep the scar. Suit yourself. And just rolls away. But yeah, just so many like one-liners and things like that. And he was that way with Scully. It did crack me up on that movie Summer Rental where there's the one guy, his wife has purchased new boobly things. And she's asking people, and he's always, ah, would you quit showing them? It's like, can you just tell her they're perfect? And Rip Torn, as he's walking away, like he storms out from underneath the boat because I guess she had shown him under the deck.
Yeah.
And he's like walking away as briskly as he can. Ah, he's like, can you knock it off? Like her husband's doing woodwork on the top. Tell her they're perfect. And he turns around, they're perfect. And
just... Man, and I think, God, didn't he play Tom Green's dad and Freddy Got Fingered?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite of his. I don't think it's even close.
It's one of those that every time I see him, he and Jeffrey Rush. So Jeffrey Rush in the like the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise was Captain Barbossa, which was the best cast pirate of all of them. Like as far as the Curse of the Black Pearl, like he's the one that took Jack's ship, had a mutiny and all that stuff, and they're trying.
Yeah, I don't remember any of it. Yeah,
yeah. But he's also in, this is a fun one, like way back, Mystery Men. I don't know if you ever watched that movie.
Many years ago, yeah.
Obscure superhero movie. Like he is, I think it's Casanova, like the villain.
Okay,
that is in that, like the super villain. Has the machine gonna basically destroy the city and all this?
Okay. I don't remember that at all, man.
It's one of those that I don't know why it stuck in my head, but I was like, man, these are fun. But yeah, Jeffrey Rush, anything I see or hear, he was the narrator in the Minions movie. That's kind of what popped him into my head. I was like, wait, I know this voice.
Right, right. Yeah,
and it gets me all, because OG loves these Minions movies, I swear. But it gets me all like, ooh, yeah, should watch something else of theirs. And so Rip Torn and Jeffrey Rush are kind of the two bit guys that I can get behind. Like,
so first guy that came to mind, Al, Chet Hunter.
Okay.
First guy that came to mind, Blake Clark.
Yeah, I was going to say it's Blake Clark.
Yeah. Yep. But like, I know like, in my mind, he's Chet Hunter. He'll always be Chet Hunter. And Chet Hunter will always be like one of those characters. He was a very philosophical man, Chet Hunter. And I loved the character. I mean, he career day when he comes in, he's like, sorry, I'm late, teach. I was outside having a smoke. He grabs one of the kids. He goes, don't condone it. Don't deny it. And he keeps on. Like, there's so many lines that he had. You just get lost to the shuffle how great they were, and then you start seeing him, like, obviously he's done a lot of stuff with in different Adam Sandler movies. Those are the majority of the ones that you're going to see him in is Adam Sandler movies. And he was the special teams coach in Waterboy. Yes. No idea what he ever said. No idea. Just love seeing him. And I think my love of seeing him in different movies is because, obviously, the character that he played in Boy Meets World is one of my favorite shows ever, will always be one of my favorite shows ever. But that's one that, like, you ask, like, bit guys. He's one that stuck out to me right away. And the other one is also from Adam Sandler movies, and it's Colin Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
So Colin Quinn, to me, was always hilarious. Like, when he had his TV show on Comedy Central, was it Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn? Where yes. They had a bunch of comedians sit around and talk about, like, world issues. And it was hilarious. I loved it. But then when you see him, like, pop up and doing the different things that he does, and I think the most prominent role would probably be in the Grown Ups movies, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Love seeing him, man. Yeah, love seeing. Can we get this kid some boss water?
Like, yeah. Yes. He's got a cadence to him. That
yeah.
It makes it like it's really good. I thought of another fun one as you were talking about Chet Hunter. And I know he had some bit parts on Home Improvement. And Mickey Jones.
So oh, yeah.
He was the drummer in the I forgot the construction crew, like the title of the construction crew. But he was the drummer. He was an actual drummer in reality. He could play the drums.
It was the KB Construction.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to remember it. But, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's also the drummer in Sling Blade. And then okay. He has the famous line, I tell you what we need. We need some paying gigs, not one patty on to the next. This is getting ridiculous.
Oh,
he's in Sling Blade, though, he plays it's Monty Johnson. They refer to him as Johnson all the time.
Okay.
But he grew the beard like on Home Improvement because of Al. He's my hero.
Yeah,
that's what he said. He also had a role, I'm trying to remember the name of it, in Justified. He was one of the Rodney, let's see, his Hot Rod. I remember that. It was Hot Rod was his name. But he was one of the dope dealers and stuff on that show that they come in to do some different things. But he was always a fun one that if I see him, I'm like, all right, this is a good time.
In KB Construction, the guy that played the drums did not have a beard, Al. You're talking about the guy that ended up with him and the shorter guy? We're close buddies?
This guy. And it's
okay.
Reflecting real weird on there. So.
Okay, but. Yeah, no, now I see what you're saying. Yeah, I think I was getting the guy that played the angle grinder mixed
up.
Yeah, yeah. But he also had a role in, boy, what was it? No, I just lost it, man. God, my brain is fried today, man. It ain't clicking. He was in Boy Meets World 2, I think. He had
Pete
to have a
Bilker in Home Improvement.
Okay, gotcha.
Pete.
Yeah, yeah. They had a stinky Pete.
Yeah, he was. It says he was the milkshake guy in Boy Meets World.
Okay.
That was the role he played, but he was in Boy Meets World.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Boy Meets World. I don't remember the exact spot, though. Either way, man, some of those guys, like those faces, like you see them, and you know exactly what their character is going to be. And yeah. you already love it just because you know, like, that's who they play. Doesn't matter where, like, across what's happening, that's who they play, and you love it.
Yeah.
Man, that's the one guy from the league, the guy that everybody fried for saying that he was supposed to be on one of the September 11 plans. I can't remember his name.
Steve Ranazzisi.
Yeah. Everybody fried him for that.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit if you know what I mean? Like, I really don't care. It doesn't change my opinion on, like, I think he's hilarious. You know what I mean? Like,
his comedy
okay.
is...
Yeah,
I identify so much with it. Talking about being a father and raising feral children, I love it.
Yeah,
love it.
But when he showed up in Curb Your Enthusiasm,
yeah,
like right away, I'm like, "Yep, this is gonna be perfect. This is gonna be hilarious." Now, sometimes I really love that, like, you know what you're getting. Like, Steve Buscemi is one of probably the all time great, like, he's had some really important, really prominent roles too, but he's done a ton of, like, he was in that? Oh, he was in that? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he was in that? And he was one that, like, is all over the map. Like, you never really know what version of Steve Buscemi is going to show up and in what character he's showing up, which is okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay. I like the ones that I know, like, oh, I love this character. This is going to be a fun scene.
Yeah, Crazy Eyes is one of my favorite Steve Buscemi's.
I go
in Mr. Deeds.
Yeah, with Buscemi, yeah. I always default to Airheads. Obviously, he had a prominent role in that movie, but yeah, prominent role in the movie. But that's always going to be my favorite of his.
Chaz, man. Rex, and Pip, the Lone Rangers.
You're not exactly lone, are you?
Yeah. Well, I love the. Crazy Eyes, the bitch in Mr. Deeds. What are you in here for, Crazy Eyes? Yeah, I bit Ed the mailman again. He was casting a spell on me like a wizard. Huh? I don't know. Maybe he was just waving.
Man, that's fantastic. That's awesome. I love it. I love it. All right, we got to move on. That was a fun question, though. I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could pick. I don't know if I could pick an absolute like favorite, but there's some guys that definitely pop out.
Well, that's just that was the point of this one. When I thought of, I was like, this should be a fun little discussion that we talk about the people we enjoy and celebrate them a little bit.
I like it. I like it. Before we jump into our next one here, Al, I got to go backwards for just a second because I actually remembered I did, like, I screenshot Alon this morning. So I'm just going to just quickly. There was a post that showed a variant of a Mortis costume because I guess Canyon was scheduled to potentially be Mortis in WWE. After his Canyon run, right? One of the posts on this, Al, and I try and keep like Twitter stuff off the lawn because there's so many just
trolls.
Yeah, just jackasses out there. A guy responds and says, "They didn't just have him be Canyon?" Jesus Christ, that company is the dumbest. I'm going to read you what the post says. The original post says, "A rare Mortis variant seen on a handful of SmackDown house shows in 2003. First reply, they didn't just have him be Al. That's who he was in WWE, was Canyon. And then the original poster says they did. He did more matches as Canyon. He had maybe five as Mortis in the middle of his run. The guy then responds, I'm guessing to back his own way out of his own hole, by saying, what was the point of reviving an old Glacier villain? Guy doesn't get it, right, Al?
Yeah, he doesn't know. He doesn't get it.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know. If you don't know, don't say. Right? You don't know. Say, don't do that to me. That guy
shouldn't do that.
That guy is not impregnable. You know what I'm saying, Al?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm gonna get you a word of the day calendar to throw in this box.
Sorry, I know it was a long way to get there, but I had to get there. Yeah.
Understand completely. I'm going to get you. We need a wrestling word of the day calendar, and somebody send it to good old JR whenever he's making up names for moves. It's yes. Like, no. It's got a name for this. Look for it.
Anyway, sorry, didn't mean to detour and go hit the roundabout back to Lon. But let's get let's move forward here. Fun question, man. Love the question. And now we got to get to one of my favorite things that we do. It's the mission. It is the mission. And if you've been hanging out with us for the past 85 episodes, you probably know exactly what the mission is for our new listeners. We're going line by line by line by line by line. We're looking at these figs, man. We're figuring out what the best fig line is. Maybe the best I mean, we know what the best Hasbro line is. We know what the best LJN line is. We know what the worst Hasbro line is. We know what the worst LJN line is. The best Galoo, man. We're making our way all the way through all of these. And the mission is brought to you by my favorite fig hunters, man. It's the J&J Figures. You got to follow them across social media. It's J&J Figures. You got to hop on their website. It's JJFigures.com. You want to have a good time, hop in their whatnot stream. J&J Figures. Ship fast. Ship to you. Ship with care. These guys are collectors first. They are, would you call them retailers at this point, Al?
I mean, yeah, I would. I would say their shop, their J&J, like the JJFigures.com is retail. Yeah.
So they are collectors first. They are retailers second, man. And they're going to take care of you. I know they're going to take care of you. They're a couple of good guys. You're looking for the new lines. Your areas are dry. You're trying to hit your locals. Nothing's hitting. You know what's hitting? JNJFigures.com. Sorry, messed that up. JJFigures.com. J&J Figures across all social media. Got to check them out. JJ Figures. J&J Figures, man. Hit them across the way. Al, is there anything else I miss when I do that? Man, sometimes I get a little pumped up.
I mean, I think you get excited. You talk about a whatnot stream and then going to the website. And you black out for a second.
I do. I black out in my love for the Jays, man. I'm more of a young Jay guy. Old Jay's still got to work on his wrestling takes. But anyways, Al, the mission, man. I'll pass this along to you.
So last time we covered the Bad to the Bonds, 3-pack, and we've got another 3-pack today. It's the No Holds Barred 3-pack from Jax. It has an exclusive Stone Cold Steve Austin figure in it. How about that, Kevin?
It's interesting.
Everybody was getting their own exclusive figure. We use Wrestling Figure Database for our review for the carded pictures. If you want to take a look, follow along as you're listening, or after you listen, whatever it may be. But we're doing the No Holds Barred 3-pack from Jax. That we'll start left to right, and we've got Kane. We've seen Kane.
Oh yeah,
we know Kane.
Oh yeah,
this is a bone crunching Kane.
Oh yeah,
it is the original red and black attire, the kind of the black overlay. On the red, the red is the primary color. It's got the stripes on the mask there. It is a bone cruncher. He has his right hand open, his left hand open, available to choke, and his right hand is open this time, the gloved hand. So you can be choke slamming everybody in your fig fed with this figure. He does have the legs that you're not as keen on, Kevin.
No, not at all.
But I mean, overall, they've done a wonderful job with the Kane figures.
Yes.
When they don't put an autograph on it.
Yeah. An autograph. So this Kane figure, we've seen it numerous times, still love it. There's the only thing that I think I've ever not liked about this Kane figure is just the lower half, the mold of it. Just the mold of it. It doesn't seem like the right fit to me. But everything else about it is top shelf, man. I have no complaints about this Kane. We've looked at it numerous times.
So with the legs, I know we've given Kane A+ in the past.
Yeah.
With the legs, is this still an A+, or would it just be an A?
It's a great question. My first reaction was a straight A, not an A+.
Yeah,
we usually don't hit them too hard for molds. You know what I mean? Like, but that was my first thought was with these, because you could point like one glaring thing that we would change, and that'd be the lower half mold. So I probably tend to say A is probably the right way to go.
Yeah. Well, I misspoke. We've been giving Kane A's
consistently. Gotcha.
So this does come, I will say this 3-pack comes with a good deal of plunder. You've got the trash can, the steel chair, and the barbed wire baseball bat, which all lead into the next character that we'll be reviewing on this. We gave Kane the A, It's Cactus Jack, man. Is this the first cactus we've reviewed in this line?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I was going to say, I was like, I think this is the first.
Yeah.
So, wait. Cactus.
No, it's not. Okay. No, it's not. We did the Foley three pack.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. Close.
Well, this one is, I think, a little different. It's got a take, like the face. I see more Jimmy Jam Garvin in this face than I do Mick Foley.
Okay.
Like, if you just put a mustache on it, like a younger, thinner Jimmy Jam.
I see it.
You know, I get that vibe a little bit. It's got the missing tooth, which I greatly appreciate on this figure. That's a detail with the open, like, kind of the maniacal smile going on.
Yeah.
Got the black t-shirt, the Wanted Dead Cactus Jack shirt. Love that. Just kind of the black standard plain pants. The boots, I wish they would have put the pattern on the boots. It's just got some brown boots.
Yeah.
I wish we'd have got the pattern. He's got a thumbs up. Or no, he's got the bang bang fingers.
He's got the bang bangs going, yeah.
Is that on both hands or just the left hand?
It appears to be on both.
Yeah. So he's got the bang bang. It's not as great for wrestling, but as far as a collectible, that's a fun touch. Yeah. My Cactus Jack behind me has the bang bang fingers as well.
Gotta go bang bang, man.
Yeah. Body type's fine. Like, it's a good, you know, for his, you know, kind of, he was a stocky boy. And it, you know, translates that. I like that the legs have a thickness to them, that they're not overly ripped. They're not too narrow, too skinny. Like, it feels right on this body type. I wish the face was a little more accurate. It's the only thing that I'm just, and we would have got the boots painted with the pattern or something a little bit more detail oriented on it. And I'd be set to go with this figure.
It's, you know, and I'm looking at it and I love the shirt's amazing. The detail on the shirt's obviously, I mean, it's fantastic. There are things that I absolutely love about this figure. I think the face, you're right there. It's not too far off for me. But the thing that I really like about the head itself is the sculpt of the hair. Like, that is a lot of... Cactus hair was all over the place, man. And yeah. They did a really good job of capturing it. The boots, you're 100% right. I love the body type on this. The body type is pretty much perfect to me. The arms actually seem perfect to me as well, which we don't get to say that about a lot of these jacks. They're usually, you know, a little too cut, not cut enough, but I think it feels like Cactus is right in the wheelhouse. And that's probably because they did the finger guns for the mold for the arms.
Yeah.
I don't love that his finger hole, like, obviously we're not at the point of like swappable hands or anything like that at this point, but I don't love the bang bang hands for just playability wise. I guess patterns on the boots would have been a huge plus, but I still, looking at it, I'm not low on this figure, Al.
No, I mean, with everything that was a complaint, I'm still floating in that B+ to A- range.
Okay.
Like, it's up there. The shirt really does it for me. The Wanted Dead logo is just, it took it over the top.
And it, I'm just trying to think if it, yes. And it does say, cactus on the side of the tights.
Yep.
And it does actually have his scars on the arm.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many good things. I don't want to be too like willy nilly tossing A's around, Al. But if they would have corrected the boots, to me, this is probably an A+ fig. As it sits, I think it's an A.
Yeah, I do love. So all the plunder goes with this guy. Chairs, trash cans, and the barbed wire bat.
Like, right. Yeah.
That's who's, you know, you don't want to see a no holes barred match with this guy coming with this kind of plunder.
That, no. Yeah.
You're about to get messed up.
Right.
Because he's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still, I do agree. Like, the Bang Bang is so much fun for display ability. Mm-hmm. I like that the tape is different on the hand. Like, that right hand is taped a little different, too. That's a
great point. Yeah.
Yeah, I would, I'm probably hanging out at the A minus.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll split the difference and call it, I mean, we're not even splitting the difference. I'll come down to A minus for you. I'll meet you on this one.
But it's not, it's a fun fig.
It's a fantastic fig.
This last one, not so much.
No.
I'm not going to speak as highly of it because it's an Austin exclusive figure. And that's about as nice as I can be about it. So this Austin is a t-shirt variant of Austin. It's got both hands open, like with the fingers spread wide. I guess if you wanted to glue some fingers down, you could flip people off in your fig pit. I don't know.
That's, yeah, you could do that.
But he's got the black jeans with the black belt and the silver buckle. So it's, there's a level of effort missing. It's back to the original head sculpt on the Bone Crunchers. There's no wrist tape, no elbow pads this time, but back to that original head sculpt, and the eyebrows and the goatee, or they seem that reddish brown that's incorrect. I know we've said in the past it's not spot on. But the worst, Kevin, they went back to this awful Austin 316 font that's just standard block letters, all caps, Austin 316. Pick a font, throw it on there. They won't know the difference.
They know the difference.
Yeah.
They always know the difference.
This one bothers me, Kevin.
This one sucks. It reminds me of, the LJ and Ricky. Black, like, just black tights and the black boots, and that's it. This one, you got black boots and the black pants into. They did put a belt buckle, which is nice. Like, I like they put the belt buckle, but it's just, it almost reminds me of the Spinal Tap when they get the new album. How much more black could it be? None more black. That's what we're looking at right now. Font obviously is an issue. It's the original. It looks like the original face sculpt, but it looks painted a little bit more aggressively.
Yeah,
he's got the Welshman eyebrows. You know what I'm saying? Little caterpillar eyebrows he's got going on. A little bit darker on the goatee than we've seen in the past. Something looks wrong about the nose too, and I'm not sure kind of what it is. It looks like a very good, like, junior high. Somebody made a sculpt. You know, like, somebody really talented, right? Younger, talented kid made a...
Showing
made
a lot, like, of promise.
Right, exactly. That's what the head sculpt looks
got
like.
Got a ringer in the sculpting department here.
Right, yeah. We got one of those ringers. I was about to put money on it. It's just not good, man. It's not good. I don't know. There are so many things that I would change about this that... I don't even know if it, for me, it's going to hit like the C range. I mean, it might be C minus D plus.
I was setting it a D plus.
Yeah.
Because the font angered me so much. Like, I can't put you in the C range.
Yeah. And I'm fine with that, man. I'm definitely okay going to that D plus, because what is, you're looking at that fig and you tell me what the, like, what's the best part of it?
The fact that this review is over.
There it is. You know what I mean? Like, and that's an issue.
Yeah.
Like, you can look at these other figs that we've looked at in this three pack, and you can point out, like, awesome features on each one of them. Like, and you can find them quickly, and you can find multiple awesome features on these other figs that you point out really quickly and go, man, they did a good job there. You look at that Austin, and when I ask you what the best thing about it is, that was dead air, man. It was dead air, because you can't point out to the best part about this fig. There's no best part. It's a bad fig.
The only thing that it's got going for it is, you know, it's an Austin.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. But it looks like some knockoff that WWF did not make.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. Which is a shame, too, because those were, that Kane and that Cactus are lights out. And I don't think that we're being too harsh on the Austin because they're sitting next to because he's sitting too next to two amazing figs. I don't think that's the case here. I just think that they missed. Man. It's a nice little quick mission, huh?
Yeah. It brought it down like so numerically for the three packs. Again, we don't just grade the three packs against the series, but it brought it down that Austin to an 85 average, which is a B.
That's still pretty good.
B. Yeah.
That's gotta be one of the better three packs we've looked at.
Yeah. As a three pack with that plunder, like and these three, especially with no holds barred type stuff, I mean I could get behind it.
100%.
You know, the accessories go with it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean you could put those accessories with just a Cactus Jack figure, but
yeah. And they could've the one thing that I don't like about the three pack is that obviously well Austin. But you gave me a Kane and a Cact that are ready to rock and roll in the ring, and then he gave me a kind of a backstage Steve. Give me a Steve that's also ready to rock and roll in the ring.
Oh, if you'd have put a ref shirt on him, even had a no holds barred between Kane and
right.
Cactus Jack, yeah, could have been fun.
Ref Austin, yeah, that would have worked for me too. Man, but that's fun. Love the mission, man. Love the mission. Always, again, brought to you by our good friends over at J&J Figures. Visit them on jjfigures.com. Always hit them up on social media, J-A-N-D-J Figures. They're out there. They're finding the unique and the hard to find. Nobody does what they do when they're getting those figs back to the hands of the collectors because that's where they want them because that's who they are as well, man. They're not just a retailer. They're collectors. Go visit them. Go see them. Tell them, hey, from Hands of Kevin Tropical. Yeah.
Maybe Young Jay. Old Jay.
Yeah.
Tell him to watch yourself.
Yeah. Crack an egg of knowledge on old Jay. That'll bring us to trophies.
Yeah.
Trophies, my man. I know it's been a while since we've been out there, or I guess out there in the old recording realm here. Have you managed to pick up some fix along the way? Are you putting anything up on the wall, man?
I did. So since the last time we recorded, I've gotten to spend a couple of little fig hunt trips with John Klintzman, you know, of J&J fame. You know, he's in the fig cave as well. But
old JC.
Got to spend some time. Kind of hit it off there. Showed him some of the toy spots here in Huntsville. Like, we went to Replay Toys. I know he grabbed a few things for his wife there. He was very excited about.
What is a John Klintzman wife? Collect.
So if she listens to this, I can't say because her birthday is coming up this next week.
Okay, gotcha.
I'll tell you off air.
Yeah,
he did give her like the Hocus Pocus cups that he picked up there. Like they had some glasses, like from the original Hocus Pocus movie.
Was that Bette Midler?
Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you. Yep, gotcha.
So he snagged some of those. I'm not going to give away the surprise. I almost did there, but I thought through it. But yeah, we hung out, looked at the replays, then I took him over to the Deep, my local comic spot, and I grabbed a little Mr. America Funko Pop.
That's fun. I like that.
Yeah, for the America shelf there. Also, Mr. Klintzman, he found a new spot. I think it's Totally Rad Toys right there in the Nashville area.
Okay.
And he grabbed this, which I'll be sending to you. It's a Bills.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. The Bills.
Yeah, the old Marvel TNA line there. And you squeeze his legs so he's got the skull-crushing action.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know it had that. That's fantastic.
Yeah. It takes it over the top right there.
It does take it over. That's a hell of a Bills.
Yeah, his hands will close around the chain, like so they'll open and close, like the fingers are on a pivot. So it's a lot of fun.
It's a great fig.
You're gonna be playing with that one before
you.
Yeah, put
it probably
on the
will.
Shelf.
Yeah,
like him and Perry Saturn will be doing different things at the end of the
Wizard. You have to tune in Monday night to catch see what they're doing.
But the other day I met him this week to. He brought me this Abyss, and while I was at that Walmart, I picked up the latest Ultimate Edition John Cena.
Pretty good fig.
Yeah, I like it. I don't like the way that the hat sits on it. Like they've got his hair a little taller. I don't. That's the only drawback. Yeah. But everything else is, I enjoy it a lot.
That's great. Yeah.
Let's see the big ticket item. I sent you the picture. I'm not going to get it out of the box right now. Got the LWO 5-pack in the mail.
All right.
That Zelina Vega is like it's the best of them. But I was really surprised. Like, Ray is probably the weakest of the figures. And it's just because they skimped on some of the little details that they did on a lot of the other guys.
Yeah, yeah.
They could have tightened it up a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you.
Overall, the 5-pack is just, it's great.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, we haven't really talked about that 5-pack before coming out or anything like that. And a lot of time, we'll talk about the new figs coming out, like what we're going to have eyes on, things like that. I didn't even realize that you were really locked into that 5-pack.
It was that Vega.
Yeah.
Just for the simple fact that now there's people trying to sell it for what the 5-pack cost. Like just the Zelina Vega figure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't realize
it's a
that.
Spicy meatball. Yeah. And I get, I wish you would have just done the Zelina Vega figure. I get why you didn't, because you were going to give all these guys a figure that, hey, if you want this Zelina, you got to buy the rest of them.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And then my last one, I will say, Jason Wolf.
That's very cool.
He fell, he's had some weather issues, like trying to get these done. He's been updating all of us. Like, yeah, I'm on top of it, guys. Like, weather is not cooperating for the sanding, because he wants to give you a detailed and good figure. So I got this Hasbro version of Haku.
It's very cool.
It's so much fun. I'm debating on where to put him. If he's going to go with the other Hasbro customs, or if he gets his own spot on the Heenan shelf.
Right, right.
That's
maybe next to that. Maybe you should get him next to that other Haku that you got.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because I've got crowns on both of them.
Right. that would be the play. That's a pretty good tug, though, man, for trophies this time through.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. And I didn't break the bank. Because that was a pre-order. Like, the most expensive thing was a pre-order. Yeah.
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 So
I paid for.
I would say an okay run here recently. I came across the Tugboat Greatest Hits, which I'm super pumped about grabbing that. Love that fig, man. I love these, that they're doing these Greatest Hits legends, man. I there's a lot of those legends, or some of those earlier legends. I want them, man. I want them. Do me a favor, bring back the 2-pack. Let me get the Rockers, right? Let me get Demolition. Let me get LOD. When do we do that, right, Al?
Yeah, right, Al?
Yeah, my man. Yeah, probably. Probably do that.
I'm very torn on that. Like, we had that discussion of, where's that fine line? Because I know Mattel sees people secondhand selling these things. Oh, they're making a fortune on this fig. We should re-release it so we get this money.
Well, good, right? Because I don't care who gets the money, Al. I'm getting the fig that I want at the lower price, right? At the lower price. I don't want to pay $300 for a Rockers. You know what I want to pay? $39.95 for the pair. Hook me up, baby. Woo!
Hope you never get to pay $39.99 for a pair.
Oh, man. You're going to pay $30. Anyways, I love it. I love it. I love them re-releasing these, like the Warlord. I had the Warlord, and that wasn't even a Legends, right? That was just a re-release and put in a Legends. Love it, man. I love that I now have a Tugboat. I didn't have a Tugboat before. You know what's next, Al? Give me the Shockmaster. You re-release that Shockmaster for me.
Release that one.
You give me the Shockmaster. Yeah, give me the Shockmaster. Come on, Mattel. Do it for me. Do it for me. Yeah.
Don't support these bums.
Oh, I love the bums. So I picked up the Tugboat. Was happy to find the Tugboat. I found a Bruno, man. I found a Bruno Sammartino. Super pumped to find the Bruno, man. And that must be the one that didn't pack too heavy.
Yeah, it's a single.
Yeah, because that was there was only one there, and there, I'll be damned if I was walking away from it. And then I picked up the cane from that SummerSlam line.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I grabbed it because of the head.
Yeah.
Because I think I could probably piece together, and it was I forget the referee's name. Who's the ref in that? Yeah, see?
Yeah, I drew a blank. John, is it John Cone?
Yes, John Cone. Yeah. So, I'll probably piece together with some other parts that I have, a referee, and then it's kind of like, you know, maybe I'll have a little bit of a referee area here for too long. But that was it, man, for my trophies. But I was super happy with those, man. Anytime I grab a tugboat, a Bruno, and the cane I did kind of grab because I don't have, I have one cane, two canes. I have an Ultimate Edition, then I have the Legends, now I have the SummerSlam one. I kind of want to get different eras of cane was kind of my thought there. So I was happy to grab that cane, but that's it, man. It was a pretty light. Pretty light.
It's
week.
Fun to have a maskless cane too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Didn't necessarily like. I've walked past it a couple times and not picked it up.
Yeah,
but at a certain point, you pick it up. You end up picking it up. I'm looking looking for those. That sounds like the new Monday Night Wars are hitting again. So yeah, keep my eyes peeled for those. But yeah, light. But it was a great. It was a great great week for the mission here. Not the mission. Jeez, Al, man.
Trophies.
Again. Yeah. Trophies. Mine is fried, brother. The mine is just fried. I did get some big boy stuff. It's not in hand yet, so I guess it doesn't count. Doesn't count yet. But I got some new equipment here. So it's on the way. I'm looking forward to that. And that's man, that was it for trophies for me, man. That's it was a pretty easy, pretty breezy one. Pretty breezy. Al, anything else you want to hit before we wrap up, man?
I was just going to plug the socials. So you can find us on Twitter or X if you're a DGen at TotsPod. You can find our main channel page at GBW Pod. You can find our sister show, the Year of Duke and Rogue podcast at Year of Pod. We're all on Twitter. Year of Duke and Rogue right now is covering WrestleMania 17 to 18. They're on the third show this the Monday after this episode drops. That's when you'll get the third show. I can't remember what it's called this time.
Insurrection.
Yeah. Yeah. Impregnable insurrection. That's it.
But this guy over here, he's impregnable.
Yeah. Not his anus from my foot, though. But you can check those out. We're on Facebook. Just look up Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at GBW Pods. Find us. The only place to get officially licensed Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast merch is at prowrestlingtees.com/gorillabrain. Got four designs up there. Give some shout outs to Ted, to Manny, just, you know, some of the family here, the Jays, of course. Yeah. Appreciate you guys, you know, what you all do. I'm very excited. My boy Dougie Nunya is coming through with he posts, that's one of the things in that, elite group that I'm in with him. He posts random stuff that he'll put a big bundle together like for and just insane prices for. And I was able to come away with one of those this week. I just happened to catch it and got another set of Briscoes coming. Yeah. It was included in that. I got a figure for Manny. John Clinton, shout out to him, man. I've enjoyed the few fig hunts we've got to do these past couple of weeks here. All around solid guy. So I'm happy he's one of the Jays. He's one of them D-gens that loves the barcodes. That's who old Jay has to show the barcodes for.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
He's a loose collector. But
okay. Yeah. Interesting they love the barcodes though. I get questions. And don't get me wrong, I'm a fan of this guy. John Klitzman's also in the Wizards Discord. So I'm a fan, but I got some questions. I got a couple questions for this JC. I like him though.
It's like, does that do anything for you, Kevin?
It doesn't do anything for me. Yeah, it doesn't move at all. It doesn't move at all. To figure that out.
Yeah.
And then I guess I'll do a slide in here. Obviously, I always want to thank Manny. Love you, Manny. Hope you're doing well. MF for Ted. Hope you're doing well, man. Hope you had maybe a couple less miles in the truck this time around. I don't know. I don't know how that schedule treats those truckers, man. I know it's not easy going, but hope you're doing well. Also, always want to see, you know, check out Monday night, every Monday night at 6 p.m. Shining Wizards podcast, man. That's Tony, Double T, KJG. We got a new ad. Brundon. We call him the Brundlefly Al. You know what that's from. Yep. Yeah. Anybody that doesn't know what that's from, get off my lawn. That's one of the stupidest movies you ever watch in your life. Go check it out. It's called The Fly. Love it. And then of course, myself, Handsome Kevin. So every Monday night, check us out there. Al, I don't know where we go, man. My brain's in the mush, man. Anything else? We got our thank yous. We got our check us out. We got our plugs.
Yeah.
We got,
we're good, man.
We got impregnable.
Yeah, impregnable.
Yeah.
Gotta go get you a word of the day calendar now.
I'm just having fun with it now, Al. Anyways, we'll wrap this up, man.
I was gonna say, and who's Harry Crumb? He has a word of the day, but it's usually like kind of a, not erotic, but like a tied to more dirty things, like philanderer was one of the words.
Okay.
A person who engages in love affairs often and frivolously.
I think bad.
Private detective. Yeah. So okay. That's I'm going to have to find one. And impregnable is in there. I need to get duplicate copy as well.
Not to completely detour the wrap of the show here, but at the gas stations up here, like when you're filling up, a lot of times they do have like a word of the day on the gas, like pop little screen there that plays. I don't remember many of them, and I'm pretty sure impregnable is never been on there. Anyways, with that, Al, be good to one another. Take care of one another. Support one another. Thank you very much, everybody.